WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Since bursting onto the scene with his 1988 film Tales from the Gimli Hospital, Canadian filmmaker Guy Maddin has been a cult favorite for his daring and originality. But in recent years, especially with the release of The Saddest Music in the World, which starred Isabella Rossellini, his work has developed a more mainstream audience. His latest film, the quasi-autobiographical My Winnipeg, is currently in theaters and available from IFC Video on Demand. And Criterion has just released the DVD of his previous feature, Brand Upon the Brain, a fairy tale family drama that Maddin describes as being 97% true. Our critic-at-large John Powers has been watching both and says that Maddin is one of the world's most wonderfully unorthodox filmmakers.
The funny thing about originality is that the world keeps asking for it, then doesn't know what to do with people who were actually original. A fine example is Guy Maddin, the Canadian filmmaker who makes movies unlike anybody else's. They're a giddy hybrid of silent film, romantic music, and Nabokovian playfulness. Maddin's sensibility is so distinctive that even when he tries to make a commercial picture, like The Saddest Music in the World, it remains far more out there than anything else in our theaters. Still, his audience has begun to expand with the release of two wonderful, critically acclaimed movies that belong to what Maddin has dubbed his Me Trilogy. The new one, his faux documentary My Winnipeg, mingles memories of his hometown with splurges of pure fancy. The other, 2006's Brand Upon the Brain, has just been released on one of the year's coolest DVDs. A great film about childhood, it comes packaged with two delightful short films and the most amusing and revelatory director interview I've ever seen on a disc. Brand on the Brain is hard to describe, but it's not hard to watch. An imaginary riff on Maddin's actual childhood feelings. It begins with a fictional character named Guy Maddin returning to the island where he grew up. He's promptly flooded by memories of his boyhood in a lighthouse that's used as an orphanage by his parents, a father who performs sinister experiments on the kids, and a witchy mother who is, let's say, overbearing. Perched atop the lighthouse with her spyglass that sees everything, this graying woman smothers young Guy and seeks to crush his sister's burgeoning sexuality. The island's oppressive order is shattered by the unexpected arrival of two teen detectives known as the Lightbulb Kids. Before you know it, the orphanage is overrun with Oedipal madness, adolescent randiness, and sudden death. As if that weren't enough, the movie's style is itself delirious. There's no dialogue. Instead, the action is narrated by what Maddin calls an explainer, who tells us what's going on in a tone charged with melodrama. You can get a flavor of this from the opening scene, when Guy first arrives back on the island to the words of the explainer, voiced here by Isabella Rossellini.
Guy Maddin, house painter, swirling around in his little dreams, his little memories. About to return to his childhood home after an absence of 30 years. Summoned by a letter from his mother, also not seen in 30 years. It is my dying wish that you go back to our old home at Black Notch and give the lighthouse two good coats of paint so that I might see it spruce and proper at least once before I pass on. I will come when I'm able, if I am able. Signed, Mother.
When Brand on the Brain first came out, it was a live performance, complete with an in-theater explainer, an orchestra playing Jason Stoshek's gorgeous score, a team of Foley artists doing sound effects, and even a so-called castrato singing in a boyish soprano. Naturally, a DVD can't capture this live experience, but Maddin did specially make two short films to celebrate both the castrato, who's charmingly known as the Manitoba Meadowlark, and the whole sound effects team. Plus, the disc gives you a soundtrack with the choice of eight different explainers, ranging from Rossellini to Laurie Anderson, Eli Wallach to poet John Ashbery. Like David Lynch, to whom he's sometimes compared, Maddin is a genuine surrealist. But early in his career, all his swirling inventiveness could be too much. His movies sometimes felt trapped in his head. That's not true of Brand Upon the Brain or My Winnipeg, which are easy to follow and deal with primal emotions we can all understand, especially deep, ambiguous feelings about family. Both movies are dominated by Madden's love-hate relationship to his mother, who still exerts such power over his psyche that she appears less as a woman than a mythological creature. That said, Madden's work isn't actually about childhood anger or resentment. He's not some drearily therapeutic memoirist. Instead, his movies are shot through with profound feelings of loss and regret. We may start Brand Upon the Brain laughing at its sly little jokes and dazzling visual conceits. But to our surprise, we end up being moved. And that's as it should be. For Madden is haunted by passing time, by memory's unreliable attempts to recreate the vanished yet inescapable past, and by our impossible desire to relive the past so that this time, anyway, we can feel and do everything right.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.